It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi. I do like to wave to you. Mm-hmm. And I do like it when you come. And we can visit together. I have some pictures of flowers to show you. 5-year-old girl did this one. She calls that a big flower. 6-year-old boy. Look at the swing over here. Here's the boy walking over to swing on the swing. And these are the flowers. And up here are the clouds and the sun, and that's his name. What do you think of that? 4-year-old girl. A lot of flowers in a row. How many flowers on this one? 1, 2, 3. All right. Here's a big one. 3-year-old girl. Now here's another big one. 3-year-old boy. Congratulations, flower drawers. Do you ever paint or draw flowers? Got some real flowers to show you, too. Maybe you saw them when you came in, did you? Here they are. Our neighborhood florist, Mr. Lee, made this arrangement. These are called Shasta daisies. Great big daisies. Can you say Shasta daisy? Here's another one. And this is called Anthurium. If you ever see a flower that looks like this, you can say, that's an Anthurium. Can you? Anthurium. Good. I think maybe we should give our plant some water. Okay? Let's go get some water and water the plant. Help it to grow. Okay? Right over at the sink. Hey, look. Doorbell. Look who's here. Look like one of the Shasta daisies. Hi. You're all dressed up like a flower. Is that who you are today? One. You. You were little. Oh, you were a little seed under the ground. And what happened? Oh, you started to grow up, and the sunshine and the rain helped you to grow. you grew up to be a beautiful flower. I like that costume, Betty Aberlin. You're not talking. Flowers won't talk. What do? Oh, you smell. Good smell of a pretend flower.
What? I've got to grow.
To grow? Well, you are growing.
Well, I mean, I've got to grow.
Grow
to
what?
Make-believe.
Oh, to make-believe.
Yes, I'm growing to see Daniel.
Growing to see Daniel. I love that, don't you? I know Daniel will be glad to see. I'll take you to the porch and wave you goodbye to make-believe.
Thank you. I'll just say two more words.
What?
Goodbye, Mr. Rogers.
Goodbye, lovely flower.
Hi, neighbor.
Hey, Mr. Lee. Oh, good to see you. Thank you for stopping
by. Mr. Rogers, how are you?
I'm just great. This is Mr. Lee, our florist. Yeah, will you come in? Do you have a minute?
I only have a moment. I'm on my way to the church, you know.
Oh, for the wedding.
That's right.
But please come in anyway,
just
won't you?
Just for a moment.
Okay. Oh. Here's the arrangement I showed my friends.
Oh, you like them,
huh? Very much. The Shasta Daisy and the Anthurium.
That is correct.
That's what you taught us.
Where shall I go with these?
Would you come? Oh, there's so many things. Let's put them on the kitchen table.
Okay.
This is a real flower day for us, Mr. Lee.
Wonderful. Since I'm here for this moment, Mr. Rogers, I'm going to show you flowers for three occasions.
Good.
This is a bouquet to carry.
Something to carry.
Generally used for proms and weddings. This happens to be for the wedding this afternoon.
It's beautiful.
Do you think they'll like that?
Oh, it's beautiful. Are these little roses?
Miniature roses and French carnations. Miniature pinks and white carnations.
And this is something that you hold and carry.
That is to hold.
Hmm. I know she'll like that, Mr. Lee.
I hope so. Oh, and we have flowers to wear. This is corsage.
Corsage?
A corsage of pink carnations.
Is that for the wedding, too?
That is for one of the mothers.
Oh, is that ever pretty. Mr. Lee, how do you put them on? Do you put them this way or this way?
So many people wear them this way, which is wrong. Flowers grow up.
Up?
They grow up and they should be worn up. See, upward.
You wear your flowers the same way they grow. Oh, that's
now,
beautiful.
We have a few more posies in here, but they're for the nursery school.
Oh, I'd love to see them. Could I see them? They look like things I've seen in the garden.
They are. I plucked them from my own garden. I'm giving a little lesson on flower arrangement to some tots
down
the nursery.
Mm-hmm. Now, this looks like that Shasta Daisy, but it's smaller.
This is a daisy.
A daisy.
Do you know why they call it daisy?
No.
Very interesting, Mr. Rogers, because this is a flower that's originated in England.
Mm-hmm.
And the ladies, when they came out in the morning, they said, well, that is the day's eye.
The day's eye. It does look like an eye, doesn't it?
So therefore, we have Daisy.
Day's Eye.
So that's where we get the name Daisy today.
Oh, do I ever like that. That's a good story, isn't it? Whenever you see a daisy, you can think that a long time ago, people looked at them and thought, looks like the day's eye. Would you put them together for us?
Now, this is really the thing that I've got these garden flowers for, is to teach the tots how they can utilize the flowers in their garden. Not that I don't want to sell the flowers, but it is a bit of culture for the kiddies.
Of course. And children make such wonderful arrangements themselves, don't they?
They are the real thing. They are, that is the thing that comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm.
When a kid does it, you know that it is true.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to see how you put this together.
Well, these adratum are used from the border. That is the border of the garden, you know.
Mm-hmm. So you make your arrangement like the garden. These are fuzzy flowers. Soft.
Yeah, these are known as blue adratum. Very good for border flowers in anyone's garden. They lend a bit of coolness to a room in the summertime.
There goes a day's eye.
I haven't got my tools here to work with, so you'll just have to excuse a little clumsiness here. I should have my knife, floral knife.
Did you always like flowers, Mr. Lee?
Guess I did.
Even when you were a little boy?
Even when I had a tot.
Uh-huh.
This would stop me from washing dishes.
You could work with flowers.
I love working in the garden.
Uh-huh. Now, there are those simple garden flowers. Doesn't that look beautiful?
Now, that complements any little nook in the home. And it adds a bit of coolness, you see?
Sure does. It's just beautiful. I love this.
Well, Mr. Rogers, I must be going.
Have you got to go? Oh, you're wedding, isn't it?
And if you would like this, you just keep it.
This one?
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Lee. Look what he's giving to us. Oh, that's beautiful.
Don't fail to put some water in it, Mr. Rogers.
Certainly will. We'll put it in very soon.
I'm sorry, but I must run.
Thank you so much for coming by. You add so much to our neighborhood life, Mr. Lee. We're grateful for you.
I appreciate living in a neighborhood like yours.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A real artist with flowers. Mm-hmm. That's our friend, Mr. Lee. I wonder if Betty Aberlin has gotten to the neighborhood of make-believe yet. Let's look and see, all right? Make your own telescope and look in. There she is.
Somebody's knocking. Well, who could it be? Somebody's knocking.
It's Lady Aberlin.
Let me see. Oh, Lady Aberlin, you look so pretty.
Hi, Daniel. Thank you. Guess what I am today?
A flower.
How did you know? You're right.
Because you look like one. That's how I knew.
Does that itch a little today?
Tiny bit.
Do I smell like a flower?
What do you mean? Yes. Now, how did you do that?
I put some powder on the daisy.
Oh, tell me, Lady Aberlin. Now, you're pretending you're a flower.
Yes.
Show me how you would move like a flower in a breezy day. What about on a windy day? I'll make the wind. You always stay right in the ground, don't you? Because that's where flowers are planted. Now, what about a flower in a storm? Storm is over, and it's still again. And the sun's coming out. of a tiger lily.
Oh, may I see it?
Sure, just a minute.
Oh.
See it?
Oh, Daniel, it's beautiful. Look.
It has little parts of it that dance.
Oh, yes.
You may hold it.
Thank you.
It's a tame tiger lily.
Oh, Daniel, it's just beautiful.
It's for the new guest at the castle.
Whoever the new guest is should be so pleased.
I have no idea who it could be. Henrietta has a basket for it.
Mm-hmm.
And X has some leaves to go around it.
Oh, nice.
Would you take it for me?
Oh, I surely will. And then can we meet over at the castle?
Sure. Would you stop by Henrietta's house?
I'd be glad to.
'Cause she'll have the basket, and then X will have the leaves.
Great.
And you can put them all together and... that'll be our neighborhood present.
Oh, good, Daniel.
Boy, you're a big flower.
Yes.
Carrying a little flower.
Yes.
See you at the castle.
See you at the castle.
Bye.
I'm taking care of you. Taking good care of you.
Basket meow.
Hi, Hen.
Meow, meow, Evelyn.
Yes.
Meow, look, meow, meow, flower.
I know it, Henrietta. I'm only pretending to be a flower. This is the flower for the basket.
Meow, meow, beautiful tiger lily, meow.
Isn't it beautiful?
Meow, 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 basket.
Yes.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow. Meow, 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 surprise, meow, meow, new guest, meow.
I know, I haven't the slightest idea who it could be.
Meow, 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 look nice, meow, meow, basket.
Do you think, Henrietta?
Meow, meow.
Any suggestions?
Meow, meow, perfect. Oh. Meow, 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 meow.
Whoa.
Hi.
Hello, girls. Hey, are you all ready for the leaves?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Did you see the flower in the basket?
Oh, it looks nifty-galifty.
Yeah.
All it needs are these leaves of mine. Here they are.
Thank you.
You may use as many as you need.
I have to put them in just right.
Yeah.
You both watch me.
Yeah.
See,
want me to hold some while you use some?
Oh, that's a good idea, X. That would be helpful. Okay. I tell you what, if you'll hold this big one for me, it will really be a help.
Okay.
There.
Okay, yeah.
I've got one going this way.
Good.
And how about one, a little one in front?
Yeah. Meow, meow, called meow, meow, arrangement.
Yes. I sometimes think the simpler it is, the nicer it is.
Yeah.
How about the other one?
Oh, boy.
Do you think we need?
Yeah.
Think we'll put it up high?
I put them all in.
Yeah.
Well.
Meow, meow, pretty meow, meow.
What do you think?
I think it's perfect. Boy, whoever it is, you know, a president or a prince... or whoever it might be should certainly like it.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah,
are you going over?
Basket.
Oh, yes, Henrietta. Yeah. It's just that it's a combination.
Yeah, I like the
leaves. The flower and the basket with the leaves.
Yeah.
Are you going to the castle?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Watch meow here.
Oh, you
yeah,
too?
We're going to watch from here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I'll go make the appointment with Miss Polificate.
Okay, give them all our best.
I surely will.
See you later.
See you later.
Now, if you just watch right over that way, Henrietta.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. You just meow.
Hello, Miss Polificate. I'm fine, thank you. I'd like to make an appointment to see Uncle Friday, please. Oh, he's going to announce the new guest in 47 and a half seconds? Oh, grand. Thanks a lot, Miss Polificate. Bye.
Lady Everlyn.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, look. Let me see. Oh, it's pretty.
The flower, mm-hmm. and the basket, and the leaves.
And the leaves. Oh, that's great. Oh, here comes King Friday.
Assembled friends and subjects, it gives me great pleasure to announce the special guest. Trumpets.
Hello, everybody.
It's Sarah Saturday.
Exactly. Welcome, Sarah Saturday.
Why, thank you, King Friday. I just don't quite understand all the secrecy.
I think it's all very exciting myself.
Well, it's always exciting to me when I come to visit this neighborhood.
Some of your friends in the neighborhood bring you this welcome gift, Sarah Saturday.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely. It's a tiger lily and leaves. In a basket.
Yes, some of us got together and made it. One person brought the flower, another person supplied the basket, another person gave the leaves, and someone else brought them here.
Henrietta Pussycat gave the basket.
Yes.
And X the Owl gave the leaves. Lady Everlyn brought them here.
And Daniel Tiger gave the tiger lily.
Oh, I am so touched. I just want to thank you all. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome.
Won't you come inside for a visit now?
Yes, of course they will. That's all part of the plan. I first had the room constructed, and then I had you come here in secrecy, and now part of the plan is having the visit in the V room. So you'll all come to the V room now. Isn't it an exciting day?
Yes.
Oh, it certainly is.
I'll bring the basket
V-room.
In.
Oh, thank you so much. Lovely surprise.
It was Sarah Saturday.
So the special guest was Sarah Saturday. I never expected that, did you? Wasn't King Friday excited? Maybe Sarah Saturday's just going to stay for a longer time now. Mr. Lee told us that these flowers needed water. They're going to get it. Right. Some water for you flowers. There. Boy, does that ever make that table look nice. Uh-huh. And now some water for the plant. We started to water that a long time ago, didn't we? Lots of busy things. In we go. Hello, Shasta Daisy and Anthurium. Here's our plant. It's not supposed to have flowers. No. It's supposed to have good green leaves, which is what it has. And it's growing well. There. A little water for the plant. You know, it's growing. So are you. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learn to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You are. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow. When mom and dad refuse you, so you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. Your friends are getting better now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. Your friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing, all about. You're growing, and it's time for me to be going. But there's something good about going when you know you're going to come back. And that's the way it is with me, because I'll be back to be with you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Let's make some designs tomorrow, okay? Let's just think about that and maybe use some paste too, okay? You sure make it a special day for me. By just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.